Myanmar has decided to keep using Chinese technology company Huawei to develop its new mobile communications system. The decision comes despite national security concerns about Huawei by the United States and some other countries. Huawei Technologies is currently working on building the next generation in wireless technology in countries around the world. The development of 5G has caused tensions between the United States and China. U.S. officials have long suspected the Chinese government could use Huawei network equipment to help carry out spying activities. Huawei has rejected such accusations. In May, the U.S. government added Huawei Technologies to a list of companies suspected of being involved in activities that could conflict with national security or foreign policy interests. Huawei has already captured nearly 30% of the worldwide telecommunications equipment market. It has become a leader in 5G mobile networks and a top producer of smartphones. Myanmar has become heavily dependent on Chinese companies for its infrastructure development, including Huawei. A technology ministry official said at a mobile conference earlier this year in Spain that Myanmar would be ready to deploy 5G technology in 2 to 3 years, the Myanmar Times reported. Zhu Bo is a spokesman for Huawei Myanmar. He told Radio Free Asia that Huawei is providing communications networks to about one-third of Myanmar's population of more than 53 million. The networks will serve both businesses and individuals, he said. Some professionals in Myanmar have voiced concerns over China's heavy involvement in the company's development efforts. Their concerns extend beyond communications networks. There has also been criticism of Chinese development in special economic zones, hydropower dams, energy pipelines, and other infrastructure projects. Ne Po Let is a technical expert who serves as a lawmaker in the Yangon Regional Parliament. He told RFA that developing countries like Myanmar have learned that whenever they receive technological help from other countries, they are expected to provide important information in return. Now there are many criticisms, he said. They, government officials, don't look at a company's background. Ne Po Let added that he thinks Huawei has amazing technology. But if we continue to look only at the technology and say, oh, it's really good, the country's important information may be sent to other countries. That danger is not visible. Ne Po Let said he does not believe anything like this would happen in the near future. But the lawmaker warned that in a time of crisis, it could present major problems. Ye Miet Tu is an information technology expert at Alpha Computer Mandalay Company. He says he thinks the country's existing telecommunications system already has security vulnerabilities. Let me be frank, the security is already broken, he told RFA. He explained that under current law, telecom operators can only sell prepaid SIM cards after cell phone users register them using their national identification cards or passports. He said Huawei has a scanning technology that can capture the personal user information. Not even the Immigration Department has all of our national registration information systematically, Ye Miet Tu said. But Huawei has all of it. I'm Brian Lin.